The subject matter might sound a little bit out of place tonight, being in the 9 days, but I'm going to tie it in and I'll explain it to you. The subject matter that we're going to talk tonight is probably the basis. It's the basis of why Hashem created the world. It's the basis of Judaism. It's the basis of everything. And that is Hakaras HaTov, appreciation. Recognizing and appreciating when someone does, or Hakadosh Baruch Hu does something for you. And we're going to learn a little bit about it. Very interesting shir. Some of it comes from Rabbi Freifeld, Olav Shalom. And we'll put it together, and it has a lot to do with Tisha B'Av and a lot to do with the 9 days, a lot to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, listen carefully. In Parshat Bereishis, it says the following. It says the following. On the third day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayomer Elokim, and Hashem said, Tatshe Haaretz Desha. The earth should bring forth vegetation. Desha, vegetation. Esev, Mazria, Zera, green grass, giving seeds, you know, vegetables, giving Ashezarabo, Alaaretz, which will grow on the land, and Vayichen, and it was. Tatshe Haaretz Desha, and that's what Hashem said should happen, and when everything time Hashem said something, that's what it happened. And that's what happened. And the ground gave grass and seeds and vegetation and herbage and all the good things that grow from the ground. And the third day, Hashem brought grass and vegetation into the world. Okay. After Shani, in Perek Beis, it says, it's fine. In Perek Beis, it says, Eila told us Hashemayim v'aretz. Now this is after Shabbos. This is the world's created, everything's done, right? Eila told us Hashemayim v'aretz. We born by Yom Hatzal Hashem l'kimas Hashemayim v'chotziach asada term yivaretz. And this pasuk says that all the grass and all the green vegetation that grows on the ground term yivaretz was not yet on the land. V'chol esav asada term yitzmach, and all the grasses and greens that grow on the ground had not sprouted yet. Because Hashem didn't bring rain. And there were no human beings at that point to work the ground. So the question is, you just said on the third day, Pasuk says very, very clearly, and the ground gave out grass and green things and vegetation. And here, after Shabbos, you're saying, it wasn't on the ground yet. It didn't grow because it didn't rain. Why didn't it rain? Because there was no man to work on the ground. So this is an absolute contradiction. Make up your mind. Did it grow on the third day or did it grow after it rained? Open contradiction, which I'm sure bothered everyone in the room. And you figured I was going to give the shiur this week, so you didn't keep you up too long, but now we're going to get a teretz. So let's look at Rashi. So Rashi says the following. Rashi says, Kiloy himter. The pasuk says it didn't rain. Uma tam lo himter. Why didn't it rain? Why didn't it rain on the third day? Fourth day, fifth day, there were clouds, there was shemayim. Should have rained. Why didn't it rain? So the pasuk says, V'adam ayin la'vodes adama. It didn't rain because there were no human beings yet. Sh'adam ayin la'vodes adama. So who needs us to be working the ground for it to rain? We don't produce rain. By working on the ground doesn't make it rain. So what's the Torah telling us? It's all very mystical. The Torah is telling us that it didn't grow because it didn't rain, and it didn't rain because there were no human beings. Number one, you said it grew already. Number two, why didn't it rain? If you're going to tell me it didn't rain because there were no human beings, what do human beings have to do with the rain? Let it rain without human beings. And then when we show up, there'll be nice vegetation in the world. We'll show up, lush grasses, pineapple, good stuff, right? Why do you have to wait till we're here to make it rain? Zok Rashi. Rashi says, "Lufi Adam she'ein Adam la'avodes adama." Why? Because there ain't makir b'tovos and shel geshamim. If there are no human beings in the world, then who's going to appreciate the rain? Guys, what's bothering you? Something's bothering me. God created us so we should appreciate him? He needs appreciation? Is that what Rashi telling us here? God didn't let it rain because he needed us to be there So we should say thank you. So if we're just learning it, we think, Hashem, you mean you just created us all that we should walk around saying thank you all day? You need our thank you? That doesn't make sense. Maybe to some of you it does, but to me it doesn't. Rashi goes on, and he goes further, and he says, now when the person comes to the world, and he knows that he needs rain to make things grow, he's going to pray. The yard doing, it's going to rain. And the trees are going to sprout, and the plants are going to sprout. So, what is Rashi saying here? That we, Hashem, waited for the rain because we weren't here. Why? Because if we were here, we'll be makir the toiva. We'll be happy that with the toiva that Hashem did. And when we're makir the toiva, then we're going to pray for it to rain, and the rain will come down. Won't we pray for rain even if we're not makir the toiva? Won't we pray for rain without recognizing the good? I need rain. I need water. I need plants. So I didn't say thank you to Hashem. I'm still going to pray for rain. What's going on over here? It's very hard to understand what's going on over here. So I'm going to tell you something tonight. I never really spoke about it before. And it's really one of the foundations of Hashem, of the creation of the world, and of being a Jew, and of everything. So it says the following. It says, a lot of people are into chesed, you know. You go to Sheva Brachis and Bar Mitzvahs, and they always talk about the parents and the family. He's a Baal Chesed, and he's a Baal Chesed, and they do Chesed. Oh, that's a crazy word, Chesed. What's this? What's that word of Chesed? Why do we do Chesed? What is Chesed? Why do I do Chesed? And it says, Oilam Chesed Yibane. Chesed built the world. Oilam, the world, Chesed Yibane. The world Chesed built. Hashem built the world. So what does this mean? That Chesed built the word. Yibane. Chesed doesn't build. Yes, if I give you money to buy the new Arnava building for $3 million, then you $3 million check the guy wrote builds. But many times you do a Chesed, and you help a lady across the road, you didn't build anything. Right? There's a lot of Chesedim that a person can do. There's nothing to do with building. You give someone to eat. You support someone supports someone to learn, you could say that's a building. But there's a lot of chesedim that a person can do, right? You're not building anything. You bury somebody, you dance by a wedding. What's the word build? What does that mean, build? And what's going on in this Rashi? And what's going on in this pasuk? So he says the following, beautiful, beautiful vart. He says, what?
Building that moment.
You're building that moment. Building is not the word. It's a funny word, but you don't build a moment. The moment's there. You can build in the moment, maybe, but build. It's a funny word. Yibane is a funny word. So let me explain to you what's going on. Chesed. Okay, but let me tell you my morale before I tell you. I'll tell you a fascinating morale. The morale says, listen carefully, that if a person comes to you and he's starving, and he asks you for food, and you know that if you give him this food, he will not appreciate it. Isser Godol. It's an isser to give him to eat. Morale. Again, guy didn't eat for 2 days. He's starving. It's an isser. You're not allowed to give him to eat if he doesn't appreciate what you did for him. Morale, Miprag says, you're not allowed to give him to eat if he doesn't appreciate what you are giving him. Now, what's going on over here? So let me explain to you. Bana, to build a relationship, is something that you build. I'm building a relationship. Me with him, them with him. I'm building a relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, wanted to have a relationship with the human being. Wanted to have a relationship. So what's the relationship? The relationship is, Hashem is saying, I am giving you something. Okay? That's not a relationship. If I turn around and give to David my car, that doesn't mean we have a relationship. It means I'm a giver and he's a taker. Not David's case, but it's an example. To get you on the movie, you're in the movie now. So, when a person gives and the other person takes, that's not a relationship. Not a relationship. There are a lot of people that are takers, right? And they take things and they don't like the person they're taking from at all. They know how to take. And there are a lot of people who are givers. That's not a relationship. What's the relationship? The relationship is, here's my car. Thank you, Rebbe. So also now we have a relationship. I gave him my car, and he said thank you. That's a relationship. That's a back and forth. And then tomorrow he's going to say, Rebbe, can I give you a ride? And I say, thank you. That's a relationship. How does God, such a high being, have a relationship with such a low being? The human being. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a relationship with us? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the way I'm going to have a relationship with human beings is I'm the giver. Listen carefully, guys. I'm the giver. And you're the taker. But you have to say thank you. Because if you just take and you don't say thank you, we don't have a relationship we have to create the world for. There's no relationship between the two of us. So if I give you things and you don't pray and you don't say thank you, I don't need your thank you. I don't need your appreciation. The only reason we need to have appreciation is because there's only connection between me and you is if you appreciate it. If you don't appreciate, there's no connection to what, there's no giving. There's no connection between me and human beings. There doesn't have to be a world. In fact, it's a disconnection. Because if I give something to someone and he spits me in the face, I was closer to him before I gave him. It's not only not a connection, it's a disconnection. If you give something to someone and they don't appreciate it, then he's disconnecting from you. If I didn't give you, so we pass each other in the hall. Hi, hi, what's up? There's a little bit of a connection, not much. But if I give you something and then you spit me in the face, I don't have anything to do with you. There's a disconnection. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Zohar. Fascinating. Zohar, gracious. You know what God did? He made all the grass and all the plants and everything grow till the surface of the earth. There were trees and grass and tomato plants and wheat, everything. When the human being woke up, when Adam woke up, when he was created, the world looked like a desert. There was nothing there. All he saw was sand. And there was no connection between him and Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now that there's a person in the world, it's going to rain. And when it rains, in 1 second, all that stuff that's underneath the earth, that it said in the third day was created, that grew, it was already prepared. All of it was ready, ready to spring, to pop out from the surface of the ground. The minute there was a human being to say, thank you, connection, bang. It came flying out of the earth, trees, plants, mountains, the whole, all the greens in the whole world came out in 1 second. Why? Because Hashem said, if there's no person, then there's no reason for all this because there's no connection. This is just to make a connection. The tomatoes and the green grass and the plants that grow and the trees and the Catskills and all the beauty in the whole world is just there to connect to Hashem. To say, whoa, what a great orange and a great nectarine. And look at the green grass and look at Switzerland. Look at the Alps and look at the Catskills and look at Bear Mountain. But if you don't say, I appreciate it and thank you, Hashem, there's no reason for the whole world. Go back to Sayo Bavoyo. There's no reason to be here at all. Says Rashi, not that Hashem needs appreciation. Says Rashi, because Baruch Hu waited, and he kept it all under the ground because there was no reason for it to pop out. Because there was no person to say thank you, there was no person to connect to. Once it popped out, once it grew, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we can connect. Says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till it rained. He brought the rain so we could be mispalel. What's tefillah? Tefillah's connection. Tefillah's saying, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch atah Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem. HaKadosh HaTov. And that's how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the problem with the generation that we live in 100% totally. And that's why Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Think for a minute, guys. Beis HaMikdash, I never understood. So I had a kasha. I don't understand something. It said, my Rebbe's always told me that the reason we sit every Tisha B'Av is because every year we destroy the Beis HaMikdash. How do we destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Because if we were Zoicha, if we were good, the Beis HaMikdash would have been built in our dar. So therefore this year, if by Tisha B'Av the Beis HaMikdash is not built, every one of us in this room, we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Pretty heavy words, my Rebbe always say. Everyone knows this. You hear all the Tisha B'Av speeches. I said to myself, hold on. You know, I'm out of the box a little bit. And I think, don't tell me no stories. Hold on a second. If they were so great in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then why did it get destroyed? In other words, for 410 years, at the end of 410 years, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The first one, Shvichas Damim, murder, Gilei Aroyos, immorality, right? Avoid Zara. Hold on a second. When they had the Beis HaMikdash, everything was great. So how did they end up with Shvichas Damim, Avoid Zara, right? And Gilei Aroyos? And the second Beis HaMikdash was Sinas Chinam. So it doesn't sound like to me they were doing too well in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. I thought in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody was tzaddikim, no disease, no divorce, no problems. Meanwhile, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. While it was there, they did all these avers. And the answer is, they got used to the Beis HaMikdash. We get used to things. And when you get used to things, you don't appreciate. And when you don't appreciate, you're disconnected. And if you're disconnected, who needs the Beis HaMikdash? What was the Beis HaMikdash? It was a connection to Hashem. But if you are not connected, if you're not thanking me, and you're not appreciating me, we're not connected anyway. Goodbye, Beis HaMikdash. Have a nice day. The human being, all of us, we all go through this. I haven't had a good stomach since I'm a little kid. And there are times that I get sick, that I eat the wrong thing, I gotta vomit. I gotta throw up. And every time I stand there and I'm throwing up, I'm like, ugh. From now on, I'm going to make my breakfast on food with much more kavana. Because you don't know what it means to be able to, not to be nauseous and not to be sick. My kidney stones? When I was going through kidney stones, guys, you should never, ever know from it. And people say it's harder than childbirth. And then they're, right? So my sister-in-law had kidney stones and she had children. And she said, hey, this witness, kidney stones are worse than childbirth. And that's in a girl. I don't even want to tell you by a boy what kidney stones are like. So when I had my kidney stones, I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I promise you, if I pass this stone, I will say Asher Yotzah. I will not say it in 1 minute. I will come out of the bathroom for the rest of my life and I will dance. Asher Yotzah. Because Mida Kenegin Mida, the kidney stones make you dance. So if you do Asher Yotzah and you dance, then you'll be fine. You're dancing around the room a whole night. So I said, no question. What happened? Kidney stone passes or they crush it and the pain goes away and you go back a week or two later, you're not dancing by Shiyotza, you're forgetting to say Shiyotza, you're not saying with Gavana, and the appreciation is gone, and the whole kidney stone might have been there to make a connection, to bring you back to appreciating that you go to the bathroom. I can go to the bathroom. You ask any person in a hospital that has to sit on a bedpan, okay, you ask them what it's worth to sit on a toilet, right? We don't understand that. Or God forbid someone has to be on a catheter. God forbid you have to be on a catheter. That person will say Asher Yotzah for the rest of their life. And we go to the bathroom, we you know, everything went well, have a good day, there's no appreciation, there's no appreciation. Why should Hashem make you healthy? The reason you're healthy is to appreciate. Because through your appreciation, you're connected to Hashem. If you don't appreciate, you're disconnected 100%. If you're disconnected, goodbye, have a good day. So why then does everything have to work? Then everything doesn't have to work anymore. If you don't appreciate it anyway, you don't appreciate what you have anyway, so then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to give it to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here said, I'm only going to bring the rain when the person's there and he's going to daven for the rain and the things are going to grow and he's going to say, thank you. Not I need to thank you, I need a connection. I want to be connected to my people. I want to be connected to my children. So if they don't have a karas hatov, there's no connection. Comes along my favorite subject, kibud av v'aim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm beginning to, the more you learn, the more you understand. So what's God's problem with Kibud Av V'Aim? Leave me alone. Make me meshuggah with Kibud Av V'Aim. You learn the halachas. You can't answer back. They can smack you. You can't smack them back. They can take your gold, throw it into the river. You can't say anything. You have to say thank you. We learned it in the Shulchan Aruch. They throw your gold in the river. Thank you. You're not allowed to show them a bad face. You can't even keep Kibud Av V'Aim the way you're supposed to. Nobody in the world can. Esther Hamalka was created. Esther Hamalka was created. And that's why he said, it's my famous Purim share, that's why he said, Imagata Lamalka, Mordechai said, maybe for this moment you became the queen, right? And if you don't stand up, you and your whole household is lost. And they asked the question, Mordechai, what are you, you're trash-talking your niece over here? And if you don't get up to the king, then you and your household, first of all, what do you want from our household? They're not here. What do you want from them? What are you trying to say? Please go. If you don't want to go, it'll come from somewhere else. That's what he said. It'll come from somewhere else. So what do you have to trash talk and say? And if you don't go, you're lost. Your family lost. Everything's lost. So the teretz was that Haman's malach came in front of Hashem and said, I represent Esav, Haman, Esav, Amalek. And my great-great-grandfather Esav was the greatest in Kibbutz Avim that ever lived. The Medrash Rabbah says, I don't want to learn any schuss on him, but that he never served his father a coffee or a tea without wearing his Shabbos clothing. He would change into his Shabbos clothing, bring his father what he had to eat, go back into his work clothing, and his father would say, could you get me a glass of water? Off went the clothing, went on the Shabbos. Now, how many guys in this room serve their parents in their Shabbos clothing during the week? It's funny, it's a joke, right? Well, it's not a joke, because Esav did it. So Haman's malach said, nobody can beat Haman, because Haman comes from Esav. And Esav was the best there was in Kibbutz Avim. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the refuah before the machla. So Esther Hamalka says the Medrash, her father died when her mother was 3 months pregnant, and her mother died in childbirth. So when Esther Hamalka was born, she had no parents. So she never did anything wrong to her parents. Hashem made it that she never had any parents. So she was never pogam, is the Lashon. She never did anything wrong to her parents. She was perfect. Came the Malach and said, very good, God, you beat me on this one, that you created her and she has no parents. But she never did Kibbutz Avim either. She never did anything wrong to her parents, but she never did anything right. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Jews, Machshava Kemaisa. And it says in the Medrash that Esther Malka used to cry and cry and cry. Not that her parents didn't take her to Great Adventure or to the Yankee game or PTA or donuts. She cried that I don't have the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. All the other kids in the class can go home and do Kibbutz Avim, and I don't have that mitzvah. And that, Machshava, is Kemaisa, and therefore she was perfect in Kibbutz Avim. So Kibbutz Avim, we see that it's so hard to do that God had to create a girl that lost both her parents. That's how hard Kibbutz Avim is. Why is Hashem so into Kibbutz Avim? And the answer is that Kibbutz Avim is the basis of Hakaras HaTov, that they brought you into the world. You couldn't do anything without your parents. My parents weren't thinking of me. It was an accident. They were that. All your stories, not going to help you. The bottom line is, you're here because of your parents. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that a child that doesn't have Kibbutz Avim for their parents is disconnected. And in the end, will be disconnected from me. And oh, is God right? Oh, is God right? Because if you can't have Hakaras HaTov for two people who are walking around in your house, who you see pictures of when you were a little baby, and they diapered you, and they burped you, and they took you to the doctor, and when you're sick, even now, and you're not even talking to them, they can't sleep because their son is sick, and because their son didn't do well on a test, or because their son is going out with girls, and he's not getting married, and there's a million reasons that parents stay up all night of the children that won't even talk to them. They're up all night. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that if a person doesn't appreciate what he sees, he sees his father and his mother, and he doesn't appreciate them, how is he going to appreciate me? He doesn't see me. So it's a breakdown in connection. If you're not connected with your parents, you cannot be connected with me. And let me tell you, tonight I'm like hopping, because I haven't slept the whole week. So once you're overtired, it doesn't make a difference. You can hop. Why didn't I sleep a whole week? This past Matzah Shabbos, in the Catskills, in Lux Sheldrake, 125 guys, 125 girls, had a party. Erev Rosh Chodesh of party. A party in Lux Sheldrake. 250 kids, 125 girls, and 125 boys. Marijuana, kegs of beer, girls and boys together in bed, all over the place. There wasn't even room in the bedrooms in the top of the house, so they went into the woods. Such a chilul Hashem. Such a chorban. Such pain to the Shechina. I don't want to even say it out of my mouth. That Hashem didn't destroy the world this past Matzah Shabbos is the biggest chesed he ever did. Because what went on, there weren't Nazis killing our kids. There weren't Nazis. There weren't goyim. We were killing each other. 250 that the state troopers came and they said, we have four pairs of handcuffs. What do you want us to do? 14-year-old girls, 15-year-old girls, 16-year-old girls, 19-year-old boys, 17-year-old boys, Hashem Yishma. That the rooms upstairs were so full that they didn't have room. Guys told me, listen, I'm not going to wait 2.5 hours. I went to the woods with her. Nida Kares. The worst. The house of the of Satan's house. Run by Jewish kids. The party wasn't run in some club in Manhattan. 250 Jewish kids, Erev Tisha B'Av, Erev Rosh Chodesh Av. And I can tell everyone in this room that of those 250 kids that were there, 90% of them don't get along with their parents. Maybe 100%. I know a lot of them. Don't get along with their parents. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is going to happen. Don't be shocked, Rabbi Wallerstein. It starts with not getting along with your parents. So you're disconnected. So if you're disconnected, how are you going to stay connected to Hashem? So it starts with your parents, and then it's a 14-year-old girl in a room upstairs, and you're chayav kares, and you take a cut off. You cut yourself off from your parents, now you cut off from me. Bifahesya, in the open, in the streets, no sweat, no problem. No busha, because once you're cut off, there's no busha, there's no human, there's nothing. You're finished, you're done. And the few rabbis that were there, a few rabbis that were there, will kill you. You do anything, we'll kill you. You're killing the rabbis now. Our own Jewish kids, I'll kill you. You say one thing, you mess with us, we'll kill you. We got some mean guys in there. Mean Jewish guys, we're going to kill Jewish guys. What's going on here? This is my generation. Forget my generation. 10 years ago, 15 years ago. You want to go to a club, nobody sees you, whatever, it's wrong, whatever. But in the open, b'fahesya, it's a joke. Chutzpah. You can't talk to the kids. I know Rebbe, he mamish gave his life for one of those kids at that party. A whole year, he mamish gave his life. The kid said, get the hell out of here. But I gave my life for you. Get the hell out of here. So how does someone have such a chutzpah at 16 years old? You don't, why? Because you're cut off. Once you're cut off from Hashem, once you're cut off from your parents, you're cut off, you're not connected, you're disconnected. When you're disconnected, you're lower than an animal. You're lower than an animal. An animal is just one animal. Huh? You heard about that partying like Sheldrake? I got 3 girls. Guys are walking around. I got 3 girls. How old were they? 15. No busha, no embarrassment, no problem. How could that be? How could that be? It could be because you hate your parents. So if you hate your parents, it means you have no hakar satov. They gave you the car. They gave you your clothing. They're giving you everything. You spit them in the face. So you have no hakaras hatov to your parents. If you have no hakaras hatov to your parents, then you're cut off. If you're cut off, how are you going to have hakaras hatov for Hashem, who you don't see? How are you going to have hakaras hatov? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said right away, this is what's going to happen. So therefore, Rashi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's wait till the human being is in the world, and then we're going to bring rain. And then he's going to dive and he's going to say, thank you. If he says, thank you, he's connected to me. If he's connected to me, that's the reason. Olam chesed yibaneh. Then my chesed is going to build a world. Says the Maral. But if there's a guy that you're going to give something to and he's going to spit you in the face, he's not going to have akar satayiv. Not only are you not building a world, you're destroying a world. Therefore, aser litein lo. Let him die. Let him die. Do not give him. He is disconnected. There's no reason to give him. Chesed is not about love. Not about American, goyish, what they say kindness is. By them, kindness is when the racehorse breaks his leg, shoot him. That's being kind to the horse. They never asked the horse about this. He's limping, so we shoot him. Kindness to the fetus is to abort it. It's kindness. What's this world of kindness? Look at their world of kindness. Look what's going on in the world. What's kindness? Kindness. Gays want to get married? Let them get married. That's their chesed. That's disconnected. It says to Maral, no. Where is the Hakar Satov? God created the world. God said you can't be gay. Now, God gave you life. So even if you're gay and with all your stupidity, I was born gay, it's genetically, it's schlemetically too freaking bad. God created you. He put you on this world. So you know what? So you'll never get married. So you'll be alone your whole life. But where's your Hakar Satov that you're here?
So make the best out of it. If there's such a thing. Let's just say there is such a thing. I never understood that excuse. I'm like, I don't. I also have a Yetzirah. You have a Yetzirah for a guy, you're not allowed to be with him. I have a Yetzirah for girls, I'm not to be with them. So like, if I got to control myself, why can't you control? No, it's not fair. You have an outlet, they don't have an outlet. All kinds of mice, all kinds of stories. Because that's chesed, that's human rights, that's America, that's civil rights, and everything. That's their chesed. Chesed. And I'm asking, how could you get up and talk? Forget about it. Right, wrong, whatever you want to say. Hashem says it's wrong. He put you in this world. Hakar Satav, that he put you in this world. You're connected to him. Say thank you for putting in the world. And if for some reason I have to go through life with these crazy emotions for guys, and I'm not allowed to live through it, so I have to suffer? So you have to suffer. You're here to suffer this time, and you have to create things in the world, build buildings, make people happy, do good things. There's a lot of other things to do in the world. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's my connection to you. And therefore, if a person doesn't appreciate what God does, and he disconnects himself, Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world. There's no reason for it to be here. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash, what happened to the Beis HaMikdash boys, is that we had a Beis HaMikdash. We had a connection. We saw the Shekhinah. We got used to it. We got used to it. We forgot the kidney stones. We forgot we came out of Mitzrayim. We forgot, wow, Eretz Yisrael. We got used to Eretz Yisrael. We got used to Kabbonis. And we forgot to say thank you. And then slowly but surely, if you forget to say thank you, you get disconnected. If you get disconnected, that's how you can have a Beis HaMikdash and still do Avoy Dezora, Shvichas Domim, and Gilei Arayis with a Beis HaMikdash, because you're not, it's there. You're not connected to it. It's there. It's a building. You're not connected to it. You're disconnected. So therefore, there's a crazy medrash, and I'm going to speak about it next week a little bit, in Eicha. The medrash says, I didn't find the words inside, but what the medrash says is that Hashem said, he was sort of crying. Hashem doesn't cry, but maybe he does, whatever, because Eicha says he did cry, whatever. But Hashem said, don't treat me like God. I know you don't understand I'm God. Treat me like you're Avodah Zarah. Treat me like you're Yankees. Treat me like the Yankees. How many guys in this room know? All the guys on the team, their averages, the last 20 years, what happened to them? Okay, forget about it. Don't treat me like God. Forget, I'm not God. Treat me like the Yankees. Give me 2 hours on a Sunday, 3 hours, 4 hours on a Sunday. Treat me like your business. Treat me like your girlfriend. Treat me like your stock market. Treat me like your iPod. Treat me like your cell phone. That's a medrash. Hashem started crying. He said, I'm not God, forget it. You don't know me. Treat me like you're Avodah Zarah. That's all I want. Treat me like you're going to appreciate me. Treat me like your cell phone. Keep me near all the time. Keep me on your ear all the time. Keep me charged all the time. Look at me all the time. Text message me once in a while. Daven to me. Right? Upgrade your plan. Once in a while. You used to learn 15 minutes, upgrade your plan to a half an hour. I need 6,000 minutes. Who over here said, I need 6,000 minutes to learn a month? But my phone, I know what I have on my phone. I have 6,000 minutes. How long did you learn this month? I have no idea. But I have 6,000 minutes and I make sure I don't go over. Right? So Hashem says, you know what, forget it. I'm not God. Treat me like your little teeny cell phone. So who in this room treats Hashem like his cell phone? Or like his DVDs? He sits there glued for 2.5 hours. Who's glued to God 2.5 hours? It's a medrash. When I read it on Tisha B'Av, I cry like a baby. Because I see Hashem. Hashem's like, oh, forget it, I'm not God. You don't want to treat me like God because you don't understand who I am? Okay, treat me like an Avodah Zarah. Hashem went all the way to that point. Treat me like your Avodah Zarah. Treat me like your Yankees, your Mets, your basketball game. Treat me like your rock stars, your basketball stars. Treat me like your sneakers. Huh? Takes a couple of hours to pick out your sneakers. Check it out. Yeah, this, yeah, that. You know? Just, you know, how much time do we spend when we buy a safer? We buy tefillin. Okay, how much are they? 800. Oh, my God. Okay, put them in a bag and I'll take them home. You go shopping for your sneakers or shoes or shirts or ties. You look and you touch and you look again and you look somewhere else and you look there and you check it out and how does it fit and how does this and tefillin. Tzitzis. 1, 2, 3 mezuzahs. I was in the store the other day. So what's your cheapest mezuzahs? Guy was dressed to kill. I want to know if he walks into Bloomingdale's, he also says the same thing. Give me your cheapest, ugliest tie. No. What's your cheapest mezuzahs? Disconnection. Disconnection. No appreciation. You appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought me into this world, and he's telling me to wear tefillin. Hey, God, I'm going to find the nicest pair of tefillin. I'm going to find the best cipher. This is my connection to you. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you give me. I appreciate everything. There's not one kid that was at that party that appreciates anything. Nothing. And that's the koach of the sultan. That's how you can be a Jewish kid and you could sleep with girls at 15 years old, drink. Guys were laying all over the place. I mean, don't ask. It was 250 kids. 250 kids. Mulei Averis the whole night. Where? In the Catskills. So let's look at this for a minute. Where's that Gross Atav? You're in the Catskills. It's beautiful. You're not in the hot city, right? It's a beautiful place. You probably played baseball on Sunday in a league or whatever you are. You're in a day camp. You're at the pool. You're enjoying yourself. Where's your Gross Atav? That you're in the Catskills. It's because people don't think. We don't think of our Gross Atav. So we're so freaking disconnected. And that's why this whole generation is going down the tubes. We don't have a Gross Atav. And the basic Gross Atav has to start with your parents. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Kibud Av V'Em together with a Noicha Hashem Elokecha in the first five. What are you putting the parents together with God? And God says, because if you don't have appreciation for them, how are you going to have appreciation for me? Not only we don't have appreciation, but we blame everything on them. Oh, I sit by the therapist. You know why I have this twitch? Because my father looked at me wrong. And you know why I'm depressed? Because my mother looked at me wrong. And you know they did this wrong. And they didn't give me the car. And they didn't do this. And they didn't do that. And not only we don't appreciate what they did, but it's all their fault. And if I asked those 250 kids that were there, they would tell me, haha, my fault? You know, it's my parents' fault. So it's not only our Karas HaTayv. So according to the Maharal, you're not allowed to give your children that don't appreciate you anything. According to the Maharal, is an Isser. If you have a son that comes to ask you for something, and you give it to him, and he just shows no appreciation for it, in fact, he throws it back in your face, Usser, it's Usser to give it to him. Because what are you creating? Listen to what you're creating. If I go over to him and I give him something and he doesn't appreciate it, and then I give him something else and he doesn't appreciate it, and I give him something else and he doesn't appreciate it, what am I teaching him? I'm teaching him disconnection. I'm teaching him that I could take, and I don't have to show any appreciation. Says the Maharal, don't teach him that. Don't give him. Let him die. Don't give him. If you're going to give something to someone and they're going to throw it back in your face, it's a total disconnection. Let him die. It's morale. Usser. Not maybe. Usser. You're not allowed to give him. And there are people out there that we give. Usser, you're building a disconnection. And therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it says, Oylem Chesed Yibana. The only way to build this world is through Chesed. Because if you give something to someone else and they appreciate it and they say thank you, that's a building block. There's two people connected. And another thank you, and another appreciation, that's another building block, and another building block. And where's that going to lead? It's going to lead to the continuation of the world. Because when Hashem sees that I appreciate Him, and I appreciate Him, then He knows I'm going to appreciate Him. And if I appreciate Hashem, listen carefully, Hashem doesn't need your appreciation. Don't misunderstand my chabura tonight. Hashem doesn't need your appreciation. But that's the bridge. That's the bridge to your communication of son and father. That's the bridge of us to Hashem. He wants our connection. So the only way we can connect to him is through the appreciation, because we're not giving him nothing. We're giving him agita. That's what we're giving God. We're not giving him anything. So then if I can't give him anything, listen carefully, and I'm ending with this. If I can't give him anything, then how do I get connected to Hashem? It's a one-way deal. If you tell me I can't give him anything, he can only give me, what kind of relationship is that? If he can only give me, I can't give him anything. We're not connected. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, no. We're very connected. Just say thank you. Says Rashi, Kadosh Baruch Hu waited till he was a human being so that he would appreciate and he would be mispalel to Hashem, and through his appreciation, he was mispalel. What is tefillah? Tefillah is connection. So through the appreciation comes the tefillah. Nobody who just takes and doesn't appreciate is going to what's tefillah? Tefillah, thank you. And maybe you could give me something else tomorrow. And we're connected to Hashem. And that's all Hashem wants. He doesn't need your appreciation. He wants you to be connected. And he wants to be the giver. And he says, take. I have no problem. Take. Take. Enjoy life and take. But if you're not going to say thank you, and we're not going to be connected, then there's no reason for you to be here. And there's no reason for the world to be here. And therefore, Oilam
chesed yibaneh. The world is built on Hashem's chesed, because by us saying thank you, that's a building. That's how you build. That's relationship between people. So when you give a poor person something and he says thank you, you just built something. And when he's connected to me now, he said thank you to me, we're connected. And when you give something to someone, you do mechesed. When you don't have to give him a building, you don't have to build a building. You go to and you bury someone who's dead, and you help them bury him, right? So there's a connection that people say, oh, thank you, Rabbi Wallerstein, you know, for paying for the Levaya. Thank you very much, we appreciate it. We wouldn't be able to bury him. I'm connected to that family now. So thank you. But if they walk away and say, feh, they didn't need your stupid present and that you paid for it, feh, am I connected to them? I'm not only not connected, I am so far away from where I was before this whole thing happened. I'm so disconnected. And that answers, and I'll end with this, that answers the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And that answers why every single year, if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's our fault. Because if we would be connected, and we would show appreciation, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Because by bringing back the Beis HaMikdash, our appreciation now, listen carefully, once you have the Beis HaMikdash and you see the Shekhinah, then you're already on the level of Kibud Avim. Then you're on level, you see the Shekhinah, so of course you appreciate. So therefore, if a person doesn't have Kibud Avim, there's no reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build the Beis HaMikdash. Because if you're not going to appreciate what you see, so what's the use of bringing something here that you see? So you're bringing something here that you see, but you already have stuff that you see that you don't appreciate. So why would I bring you something else? Why would I build you a Beis HaMikdash? Therefore, since we don't appreciate, therefore every year we are destroying the Beis HaMikdash. Because if we would show appreciation, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, in my thought, Averis, sins, the deepness of the sin. In other words, I'm going off on a tangent, and if you want to correct me, if someone wants to correct me, and you can correct me. This is my thought. And I feel it came from Shemayim. It's an Avera. God said I shouldn't eat cheeseburgers. Now, let me ask you something, guys. If I eat a cheeseburger, does that hurt him? Not many girls have asked me that. Does that hurt him? I understand. God said you're not allowed to kill. Okay, that's a bad thing. Right? How about this, guys? Linen and wool. I'm going to go out and buy a suit in Bloomingdale's, and there's shotness in my suit. Bad Avera. Oh, God, that really bugs you, no? Bugs you, I'm wearing linen and wool. Come on. And shotness is a big bad Avera. Why is shotness a big bad Avera? Linen and wool bother Hashem. You made linen, you made wool, so I put it together. The power of the Avera is not the linen and the wool. When you do an Avera, you are a koifer toif. In other words, when Hashem tells you, I have 613 mitzvahs, I'm giving you a life, food, eyes, ears, everything, right? No kidney stones, Baruch Hashem. You're walking around, bathroom's working, the eyes are working, the ears are working, right? You're breathing, the human body is, we say, umafli lasis. It's a wonder. It's a wonder, right? If Reifeld said, you see a human being, you walk, forget 10 guys, you see one guy, you look at him, you should go, whoa! You know what's going on in this body? You know what's going on? White blood cells, red blood cells. The white ones are staying from the red. God forbid the white ones eat the red. You never have cancer, right? Too many white, too little red. They're running, they're going. Neutrons, bions, vions. You have a pain in your toe, your brain. It goes through the nerves, through your back, through the spine. Zillion. It's a world. It's more than our world. A human body has more going on it than the whole world that you see. Umafli lasais. He says, you come out of Shiyatza, you see another person. Wow. So this mafli lasais, this wonder, this unbelievable machine that we can't copy. Hashem says, listen, this is the deal. Breathe, eyes, everything you want. I want you to keep 613 mitzvahs. They don't have to make sense. Chukim. Shotness. Not going to make sense for you. Doesn't have to make sense. You show me that you appreciate what I gave you. You keep these 613 mitzvahs. The person goes around, he doesn't have veira, and he puts on shotness. He says to Hashem, I don't appreciate what you're giving me. So therefore, I appreciate a little bit, but I only appreciate halfway. Or whatever. So Kosh Baruch Hu, an Avera in my head, an Avera, the bad of the Avera, the bad of it is, you're a Koifer Toiv. That's why Avera Gerera is Avera. I always thought that's not fair. One Avera causes the next Avera. So if you do one Avera,
it's going to cause another aveira. That's not fair. Come on, Hashem. The mitzvah gereres mitzvah I like. Do one mitzvah, you get to do another mitzvah. But aveira gereres, hey, you're a good guy, God. I did an aveira, so now you give me another aveira? And the answer is that if I don't have appreciation and I can wear shotness, it's the same smack as eating a cheeseburger. Because it means I don't appreciate you, Hashem. If I don't appreciate you, what's the difference? Cheeseburger, shotness, tumor, this, that. In the end, I'm going to do them all. In the end, it's all going to break down. I'm going to do them all. And that's what happened Saturday night in the mountains. All aveiros. None of it didn't matter. It's a breakdown in Hakar Satov. It's a breakdown in this generation. The teenagers of this generation, and not only the teenagers, don't appreciate anybody or anything. It's all coming to everybody. All us, everybody owes us everything. The whole world owes us everything. Our parents owe us everything. Our teachers owe us everything. The United States owes us, the government owes us everything. Everything. So then you have no across. So you're finished. You're done. It's over. You're disconnected. It's over. Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So now we're standing in front of Tisha B'Av and we want to build a Beis HaMikdash. So we have to get reconnected. How do you get reconnected? Appreciation. Kibbutz of Aim. Husband and wife. Appreciation. Says a divorce is like the mizbeach. The mizbeach is crying. What does the mizbeach have to do with divorce? Because if you're married to somebody, and you don't appreciate what she's doing for you, that's part of why a person's supposed to get married, is to build, right? What do we say? Every chassan, you should build, right? It should be a binyan adayad. What's the binyan adayad? What? I should become a bodybuilder? I should build a house? And what happens if I buy a house and I don't build a house? It means the bracha didn't come true. You should build a bias neman. What does that mean? You should build a bias neman. How do you build a bias neman? You ever ask the chassan afterwards? All the shower brachas, you should build a bias neman. What would the chassan say? How do you build that? You got plans? You got blueprints? How do you build a bias neman? I don't know, but they said it to me all 7 days. Every speaker got up and you should build a bias neman. What does that mean? How do you build the bias neman? And the teretz is, Olam chesed yibane. You can build a world with chesed. For sure, you can build a house with chesed. So when a husband and wife, what's the chesed? That I take the garbage out for her? When she tells me to take the garbage and I walk out and say, oh, I'd like to pull. Right? That's chesed? That's not chesed. Usher. You're not allowed to take the garbage out. Usher, you're not allowed to. She should never tell you to take it out if you don't appreciate her. So what's building a bias neman means? That the husband appreciates his wife. And he's not a koifer type. Oh, so she didn't do this and she didn't do that. But what about all the things she did for you? So if he has a karsa tov to her and she has a karsa tov to him, that's a bias neman. That's an oilam neman. That's building a world. That's building a house. If they don't have a karsa tov for each other, I can tell you right now, I deal with shalom bias a lot. If they don't have a karsa tov, I have nothing to work with. If their life, they were rebelling against their parents and they don't appreciate anybody or anything, so how can you make that marriage work? So she doesn't appreciate him. So she's breaking. He's coming home. He's doing this and he's doing that and she's screaming at him. Or vice versa. He's screaming at her. So there's no Hakar Satov there. There's no Hakar Satov. It's a disconnection. Better they should have never met each other. Then they would have met each other in the grocery. They would have said, hello, good morning, if you're allowed to, whatever. We'll get into this if you're allowed to say. But they would have walked by. Here, they're killing each other. They're killing each other. Why? Because he doesn't appreciate her. She doesn't appreciate him. So what is it? It's a destruction of a Beis HaMikdash. It's a churban. So you want to build a Bayis Neman? Build a Bayis Neman is you have to have appreciation. And therefore, and I'm ending with this, and therefore, the Rashi in Bereishis, where Adam, when Hashem comes to Adam, and Hashem says to Adam, who gave you to eat from the tree? And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that woman who you gave to me, she is the one who gave me to eat from the tree. Says Rashi, Kafui Toiv. He denied good. Where did he deny good? He said the truth. Hashem asked him, who gave you to eat from the tree? The woman you gave to me gave me to eat from the tree. What did he say here? What's Rashi jumping? Kafui Toiv. And the answer is, he should have just said to Hashem, the woman. When he said, the woman you gave to me, he was saying to Hashem, it's your fault. You gave her to me. It's my parents' fault. It's my Rebbe's fault. It's my this fault. It's his fault. He came and he said to Hashem, it's your fault. You gave it to me. He didn't say, my wife. He said, but the one you gave to me. Hashem said, you're a kafri toiv. This is not what I created. You're a kafri toiv. Hashem said, may afa. He wouldn't have been punished. If he would have just thought to Hashem, my wife gave to me. So what did he do wrong? She gave to him. He didn't know. Some say it was even juice. He mamish did not know, right? She gave to him. What do you want from him? The guy was an oinus. He was a shaggy. He did it by accident. He would have never been punished. But what did he say to Hashem? It's your fault. You gave it to me. Hashem said, hold on a second. You forgot to say all the good stuff she does. You're with her physically. She cooks for you, right? Clothing they didn't have at that point, so she wasn't making any clothing. But why didn't you say, the woman who's there for me physically and keeps me from being lonely and does all the nice things for me, she did this. Oh, Adam would have never been punished. But he focused on his kafri toiv, not his hakaras toiv. He said, it's your fault, Hashem. You did this. You gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said, you're a kafri toiv. May afar, you're back to dirt. The el afar. And you're going to dirt. You're not a person. We're disconnected. Listen carefully, guys. We're disconnected. I came to you and I blew part of me into you, Hashem said. I took my neshama, Hashem said, and I put it into you, and I made you an Adam. And the only connection between me and you is hakaras hatov, is recognizing that I did you good. Now you're coming back and telling me, ooh, you gave me this woman, it's your fault? So you severed the kafrata? So then you're off from mister. Then we're not connected. You severed the connection. The whole connection is hakaras hatov, is appreciation. You don't appreciate what I gave you anymore? It's my fault? Bye-bye. You're dirt and you're going to dirt. Finished. That's when he was cursed. Death was brought into the world. What is death? Death is disconnection. Why was death brought into the world? Why is there disconnection in the world? So says Rashi. Because you, Adam, said, Kafui Toiv, I don't appreciate what you gave. Look what she did. That brought death into the world. And the lack of Kivud B'Aim, and the lack of the connection with our parents, is bringing all the filth and the dirt into this world. And that's where it has to start. It has to start with Kivud HaVeim. It has to start with appreciation. Yes, your parents might be wrong. And yes, they may scream at you. And yes, they might have hit you when you were young. She also did something wrong. Well, what about all the good things? Do you get up and say, well, to the therapist, and I want to talk to therapists about this. I don't know if there's any therapists in this room. The first question is, yeah, I could see it. What did your parents do to you? I see it. Depression, your parents' fault. Separation anxiety, your parents' fault. OCD, everything's parents' fault. First of all, they think they make a good relationship with the kid. Because once you blame the parent, you don't blame the kid. This kid's come back at $150 an hour. Hey, I do it too, right? It's your parents' fault. It's your parents' fault. I said, hold on a second. Before you start with the parents' fault, why don't you start with the kids? Say, listen. Parents diapered you? Your father walked around at 2 o'clock in the morning and your mother walked around, come on, burp already. You're burp already. Your father worked till 12 o'clock at night and then for 4 hours he's walking around with a colicky baby trying to get the kid to burp. And then when he burps, he spits up all over the place. And this guy who mamish is a clean guy, right? He's mamish clean. He's wiping spit up off the floor. His shirt stinks from spit up, right? Kid has fever at night. They're both up. They're sponging him. They take him to school and they ride with him in the bicycle and they walk with him. Even the worst parents have to diaper their kids. Sorry. The worst guy. The worst parents in the world. Now you, I don't know if you guys who are not married understand this. This is not a fun thing. As much as you love your kid, when they make diarrhea and it's all outside of their diaper, and you got to wipe them, and here you are, a 30-year-old guy, right, who's running a big corporation, you got this little tushy that you're cleaning over here, in the middle of the night at 4 o'clock, you don't even know if the kid's upside down or down, you don't even know because you're dead tired, right? We all have to do it. We all have to do it. So why did the therapist say, let's start talking about your parents, what they did for you? Never have I heard that opening comment. Let's start talking about what your parents did for you. No, it's like, oh yes, it's not your fault. Another one. I see this all day. Abuse. I'm not making fun of abuse. Abuse is a real thing. But because Baruch Hu wants the other side. You got to be connected to me. What about the good stuff? Yes, when you go to a marriage therapist. Instead of making the list, you write down what bothers you, and he should write down what bothers him. Don't write more than 20 things. I can't handle more than 20 things at a time. And then we're going to look at both sides. And we're going to see if two things equal each other and they both bother each other. And we'll work on that first. Why don't you just say, you're trying to make them love each other again. Right? You don't want to bring the anxiety. So here she's writing 20 things why I hate them. And he's writing 20 things why I hate her. And then she's going to read it in front of both of you. Oh, now I really love her. She just wrote, I'm ugly and I smell. And I don't do the homework with the kids. Oh, thank you. This is therapy. Write 20 things why I married this guy. Keep money out of it because it won't make that happy. I like him. He's sweet. He could hit. Write 20. Maybe that'll bring back some good memories. It's destroying. I'm not saying therapy. I'm not, you know, I love therapy. It's destroying the world, trust me. It's destroying the world. Why? Because it's based on bringing the negatives. The negative of the teacher, what he did to you, and the parent, what he did to you, and your wife, what she did to you, and everybody, that what they did to you. And that's the opposite of the Torah. The Torah says, we'll deal with what they did with you. Hashem said, she brought it for you. We'll deal with it, but you're not Afa, you're an Adam. Because Baruch Hu, she's a great woman. I love her. She did a lot for me, but she messed up. She gave me from the Eitz Hadas. Kosh Baruch Hu, that's who I made. That's my Adam. We're sitting here, Erev Tisha B'Av, in this schmutz and filth, and we're losing the war. Nebuchadnezzar, all these kids. Nebuchadnezzar, I don't feel bad for the kids. You know what I feel bad for? I don't feel bad for the kids. I don't even feel bad for the parents. I feel bad for God. I really do. My heart bleeds for Hashem, for the Shekhinah. Kosh Baruch Hu, sitting in Shemayim, He gave us America. He gave us the Catskills. He gave us freedom of religion. I gave you freedom of religion. And guys, don't go to shul. And guys, don't put on tefillin. I gave you freedom of religion. You're not in Iraq. You're not in Russia. I gave you freedom of religion. What are you doing with it? Nothing. You spit me in the face. So God, what you do for me lately, man? Things are not working out the way I expected. So there's no God. And this is all I talk to all day. All day, kids. All day. Hey, Hashem didn't answer me for 2 years. I'm out of it. What do you mean he didn't answer? He kept you alive. You're still in it. You're not laying in a bed with cancer. You're not in chemotherapy with no hair on your head. What the heck are you talking about? God didn't answer you. God answers you every second that you're alive. What are you talking about? It's a generation of, what'd you do for me lately? They even made a song like that. So therefore, we are so disconnected. So if we want to get reconnected and we want to build the base of Hamikdash, we have to start with Kibbutz of Aim. We have to start with our spouse. We have to start with our Rebbe. We have to start with appreciation. To get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To appreciate what he did. Otherwise, listen to me carefully. He's going to take all that grass and all those trees and all those beautiful things and he's going to put them back underneath the surface. And it's going to be over. 6,000 years and it's over. You want to bring Mashiach? There's only one way to bring Mashiach. The Adam, says the Pasuk. The Adam is not in the world. The Adam, not the Afar. The Adam is not in the world. Hashem said, let's wait for the Adam to be in the world. When he's in the world, we'll bring rain. We want rain. We want things to grow. We want Mashiach. Everybody walks around. We want Mashiach now. I'm actually saying that he's not here at the moment. Sorry if I'm insulting anybody. We want Mashiach now. You want Mashiach? You want it to rain? You have to be an Adam. What is an Adam? An Adam is a person who has a Karas HaTov. And that's how we'll build the Beis HaMikdash. So let's get out there. I wish I could speak to the whole world. And show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a Karas HaTov that we want to be connected. We don't want to be disconnected. And we don't mind taking. Hashem doesn't mind giving. But we have to be connected by saying thank you. And by davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the schus of Mitzvah Hashem that Hashem Shetaka bring the rain. The rains of Mashiach. You know what it says? It says that what's going to bring Tchias HaMesim? Tal. There's going to be a dew that's going to come on the earth. And when that dew hits the earth, all the dead people are going to come back to life. The Tal doesn't come to the earth if there ain't no Adam in the earth. The Adam has to be here to bring the Tal. It's time to take the Afar and make it into an Adam. Tzlach Rabbah.